Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back to another rendition of the 85 South Show. Black Excellence.
Black Excellence.
Spotlight.
Hey, J-O-E.
Okay, look, this is what I'm gonna do this time.
Wait, what's that?
I'm gonna introduce them individually because this lady right here, her introduction needs to be longer. And I need OG Markell, which is sitting right here, to give her the proper introductions because I feel like people be sleep. She been cooking for the whole family since she was 13, 14. Yo. The whole family.
I don't know. How you know?
Now, see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Do the honors for me and introduce this lovely lady we got on the couch.
What we have here, we got Miss Janessa Amos.
Yes.
The master chef of Cafe Bourbon Street. She's amazing. She, like Carlo say, she's been cooking for the family since she was like 15.
This is true.
And that's the moment I knew I needed to keep her in my life.
So. Exactly. So you see how I leaned back? Because I wanted the intro to be
big. Facts.
Yeah, because she does it all, man, from the top to the bottom.
I actually
went down to their establishment, Cafe Bourbon Street. And tell him, I ain't to be played with.
He came, pulled up, you know, worked and did stuff. I'm trying, when you coming back?
Man, look,
we need
they still
you
talking about them shrimp I did. The streets are still talking about them shrimp.
We need you back.
Come on, man. They said my egg rolls, magnificent.
You kind of came up with a new menu item.
What that is, I ain't heard about that.
Remember?
You ain't hear about my egg roll bites?
Nah,
I ain't hear about the bites. Bro. I'm gonna get outside, yo.
We ain't gonna even talk about it on camera. Everybody got egg roll bites. Nah, man, we just wanted to make sure we brought y'all in here, highlight the excellence that y'all doing in the community. Providing a great service, good food, delicious food, and y'all been holding it down all through this pandemic, man. So we want to make sure we highlight some of that. Let's get into it. Tell us what inspired you, how you got started, all of that. We got to run it.
For sure.
Oh, man. It really started as a beignet cart.
Yeah,
like we was in college, bro, and we had started doing meal deliveries from home. You know, she was a chef, and I was always a hustler.
So now, that's a hell of a combination right
there. Yeah,
you put a chef and a hustler together,
and you're going to get some magic.
Set up these wings, man. Because
I ain't going to lie, I didn't want to do that first.
What you wanted to do?
I don't know. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I went to culinary school, but I don't know. I wasn't for sure with myself. Like, I knew my food was good, but I didn't really have enough confidence in myself to know that everybody else would like my food, and he was the one, hey, this shit good.
Right. Like, that's what you need.
You know
that's what you
saying?
Need to have. You got to have somebody to say that every now and then to affirm what you're doing. This shit good.
And that's for
this
real.
Shit hit. This shit fat.
So, I mean, from there, I basically went and booked us a catering gig that she ain't know nothing about.
Yeah.
Came home and was like, hey, this is what we gotta do. You gotta
like,
do
hold
it.
Hold up, hold up. What? So it was like a little catering event. It was called Gifts and Girlfriends. And I think I whipped up like some pasta or something like that. I can't really remember what it was. But after that, then we had like multiple bookings after that. So I was like, well, I guess this is what we doing.
This is what I was gonna ask you though. Because a lot of people might see this and be like, I want to go to culinary school. So give me the rundown of what an ordinary, typical day of culinary school is like. Because the people who ain't never been be like, they just in there cooking and eating food all day. Motherfuckers is gaining weight, getting fat all in the neck. What y'all doing?
That is a part of it. You are, because you got to taste what you're making. Make sure you know you're doing it right. But it's still like real classes, math and nutrition. Psychology, we had to take real courses. It
That's
wasn't just
crazy.
I know, right? Because that was the whole reason why I wanted to go to culinary school was to
how many times
did
they make you cook breakfast? I feel like you should have to cook breakfast every day at
you
culinary
know
school.
We didn't really do breakfast like
That's
that.
Bullshit.
Now that I think about it, we didn't really do breakfast. It was like Asian cuisine, Spanish and just European, other like different cuisines, but it wasn't really breakfast.
Why don't we open up a black ass culinary school?
Facts.
That's a good idea.
Hard,
hey,
right?
You gotta cook breakfast when you get there.
Yeah.
Then you gotta make your lunch. You gotta make lunch for yourself and at least two people.
Yeah.
Then you gotta cook.
You gotta
cook three times a day.
Grits and bacon and eggs, all that, that's like a staple.
Yeah. And we taking off points, be like, what, why I get a why what's this? Then you know you cooked them goddamn eggs first.
Right.
Her grits too loose.
Boy, look at these loose head grits.
Like soup.
Let me mix that in grits.
For real, yeah.
But honestly, though, I mean.
She was amazing before she ever touched
culinary
school, though.
For real.
Yeah, thank you.
It was just a natural thing that had to happen.
It was natural. I mean, yeah. I've been cooking, like you said, I was young as hell. So.
For real. And you know, that's in the black family when they trust you with the food.
Oh, yeah. Like Thanksgiving dinner, all that. I was 16, made all everything for the whole family.
Like 30, 40 people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
the turkey, damn. The ham, the dressing, the mac and cheese, everything.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So what is it like owning a business with your life partner, your better half, your husband, your wife? Oh, boy. Oh, God.
It's brought us closer.
For real?
Yeah, it has. I mean, I know for like some people, it might like break apart, you know, relationship.
You ever sent that nigga home?
I sent him out the kitchen. I'm like, you ain't get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
You clock out.
Yo, that's
funny. But I have sent him out of the kitchen. I'm like, all right, you got to get out of here. But, honestly, it's brought us closer together because we've had to go through so many trials and tribulations and stuff to figure things out. And of course, we butt heads. We don't agree with everything, but that just makes us stronger.
Facts.
Yeah. Boy, you a strong man because every man can attest. Just hearing your woman voice all day. All day, bro. You have to wake
man,
up,
about to give
go
me to work,
bro, go home, bro.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's so gangster about it, though. You heard me? Look. What's so cool about it is I work outside, she work inside.
Right.
So,
that means you
really
have to hear her even more because she be yelling at you.
Come in here.
No. What's the point of me working outside?
Oh my God, my matter of fact, two of our team members, they always make fun of me because they be like, they hear me call him because I'm like, babe, I need some water. I'm about to die. Oh,
you better stop doing that because what if somebody help her before you get there?
Oh, man.
Like, babe, I need some onions over here. And another nigga has, like, hey, nigga, she's talking to me. when she say, babe, she's not talking to the rest of y'all.
For real, man. But I mean, you know, working with her, bro, it's like what it is. I think the reason why we work so well together because we able to figure out what we good at and what we not.
Right.
And it just so happened is we opposites in that area. Like, the stuff I'm good at, she ain't so good at. The stuff she good at, I ain't so good at. So, and by us knowing that and following them rules, that's why we able to, the business brings us closer.
Yeah.
Versus like when we first started, Oh, we was.
Yeah.
Because we was trying to do everything.
Yeah,
because
right. she's a chef and you the
hustler. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? And we was both trying to do it all. You know what I mean? Right. But once I respected what she did for the business, and once she respected what I did for the business, and we trusted each other with those areas, it took off. Yeah, it went crazy.
All right, I hope y'all ready for this, because I'm about to ask y'all an interview question. Let's say, for instance, someone's never had your food.
Okay.
Tell them why they should. Just look right there in that camera and tell them. Tell them one reason why they should have your food.
Oh, we serve real New Orleans food by real New Orleans.
Real New Orleans food. Yeah. Shit come with a bullet in it.
You heard? Yo!
Oh my God! I cannot with you.
Yo! Bro!
Man, they put every goddamn thing in the gumbo, man. They are not doing shit.
Nigga caught a slug. Yo! All right, that was fine. That was a good one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so come to Cafe Bourbon Street, Jeremy.
And honestly, you know, everything is made from scratch. I mean, you was there. You
want me to tell them why they should have?
Go ahead.
Because look, first of all, this shit delicious. Everybody plate, they serving plates down there like everybody family. I'm talking about, you know, you get your box is heavy.
Yes.
It's definitely worth the price of admission, and whatever kind of palate you have, whether you a picky eater or you eat anything, they got some over there you want.
Wow.
I'm telling you, bro.
Thank you.
I had took some of the little wings to the crib. My little chick over there, she just eating the wing. I was like, you don't want no more. She was on just chewing the bone. Well, you can't have nothing nice around certain
she
points.
She had them bourbon joints.
Yeah. I was like, eat some more. She's like, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Y'all got a nice thing going on.
Thank you.
And y'all got some, the employees are dope.
Oh yeah,
and sure, y'all slick got the coldest spot over there.
For real, you
as far
think
as
so?
Location.
Okay,
well, thank you, man.
Okay,
y'all holding that little corner pocket down.
Yeah, that little corner pocket, right?
Yeah. Once you get them over there, they trap. They ain't got
they
no.
Trap.
There you go. Yeah.
You gotta buy something and go
face area. What's your favorite menu item that you serve, both of y'all? Your personal.
Personal, the chicken and beignets.
For real?
Yeah.
You ain't know that?
Yeah. I ain't know that, bro.
What you like?
What I like?
What's your favorite?
I ain't even gonna lie. It's depending on the day, man.
What's your Monday food?
My Monday? We ain't open on Mondays, but let's go.
What you eat on Monday then?
Your Wednesday is your Monday. I'm
probably Chick-fil-A.
Let me promote Chick-fil-A right now.
All right. On any given day, I gotta go with the pull boy, dog.
Yeah, the pull boy fire.
Yeah. You hear me? The pull boy fire. But that pull boy rare, though. You can't, it's really hard to catch
it. It ain't there every day.
It'd be like a celebrity, really, yeah.
It's like the McRib.
Yeah.
Nah, hold up.
Rib ain't got shit. I meant like availability.
Had to pause it for a minute.
But yeah, but you know, like pull boy, bourbon, ranch fry. That's what I like, bro. Yeah.
Summer coming up. Y'all got any secret menu items that might be available when the weather break?
Nice.
I heard y'all been, you know, brainstorming a new look.
We're gonna bring the hot Nola back.
Something,
you
bring
know?
What?
You don't know about the hot Nola.
We got a hot Nola burger. It's a pull boy. Mm-hmm. And we get this hot sausage meat straight from New Orleans.
Yes. Fire. People been begging for it,
and
back.
We bring that
like
around the summertime.
These people beg and wait.
Man, look, hey, I don't know. It's God,
it's
bro.
Special.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they be coming through, man.
When y'all gonna do like a big crawfish boil for all the customers or something?
We open a restaurant.
Well, yeah, restaurant.
Okay, see, you see how I transition. Yeah. Tell me about the restaurant.
Yeah, man. So right now I'm actually working on the blueprints and all that with the architect, but it's coming real soon. Real soon. And once we have more space, then it's we're gonna crawfish.
It's gonna be fire.
We're gonna do like a little special day out the summer, you know what I mean, when we do a crawfish bro.
Y'all still available for like events and stuff? People still can reach
now
out?
I was about to say not yet. We just kind of started doing it because how we're set up with the food truck. Yep. A lot of the days that people want us, we're operating on those days. And we don't want to ever take away from the customers, you know, our regulars who come and all this stuff, so we don't want to mess up the operating days, but you know, we are working on it and getting
like
that going.
Days.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's about to be lit.
For sure, man.
Y'all ain't pull up with the trunk at tonight.
That be sleep.
Oh. Yeah, it's sleep it's right sleep. Now. He got to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, y'all wake up
man,
in the morning.
Man, usually when they come through, they bring the whole setup. It be smoking as hell outside. Man, I'm telling you, this ain't no cap in my rap. They serving some good shit over there.
Thank you.
I'm talking about this shit good. That's going to be the name of my restaurant. Called something to eat.
This shit good.
We ain't got no menu. You just got to pull up.
Ain't no menu.
What you want, nigga? Something to eat. Nigga, open up that box.
Nigga, y'all steak, chicken, rice, corn. Nigga,
everything.
Bread. Okay, appreciate that.
Nigga, just getting something to eat. You don't know what's in that box. It might be a sandwich. It might be two wings. You don't know.
It's something to eat, though.
That sounds fire.
We ain't trying to fill you up, bro. We don't want you to be full when you leave.
I pull up.
We just trying to get you something to eat.
I like that.
This shit good.
You want something to drink? What's that y'all got? We got a little something, and then we got a little something, and then we got a little something there.
Oh, my God.
That's the big shit.
Yeah. Thanks, okay. Bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm liking that.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes. I can see it.
Carlos, cooking in the kitchen.
Right.
Bruh, you know, I'm a fool with it.
Facts.
I know all the little tricks that don't nobody even discuss. I bet you they ain't teach you this in culinary school. When you cooking the bologna, you supposed to leave that red strip on there. And you gotta poke
you gotta, you gotta poke them.
If you cooking it with a fork, you ain't gotta. You just
you toast your bread.
You go. I go two. I make an X. I put one. And I go.
Then you toast your bread
with the eight breathing holes. But if I got a knife, you know what I do?
What you do, Jeff? I got you.
Guess when the red strip come off.
When?
Right before you bite the sandwich. You don't.
It stay on there.
Man, what?
Okay.
Yo.
They didn't teach me that.
Now, look, Carlos, I'm going to tell you. When she met me, she did not fuck with bologna.
No, I ain't going to lie.
I put her on.
My first time eating bologna was like 2020.
Yeah. I put her on. Pandemic hit. We had to, you heard me? They ain't had nothing else. I said, B, let's get that bologna. She said, what? I said, why?
Bro, did you cook it?
Yeah, bro.
He did.
Left the red strip off. She was mad. Take the strip off. I'm like, yo, chill.
Well, if you take the strip off, it'll never get done. Okay, bro.
It ain't gonna never cook the same.
Hell yeah.
Hey, something about that red strip.
Bro, you gotta eat that sandwich within 4 minutes of cooking.
Shit.
You gotta eat that bit hot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Do you toast your bread?
What? The inside?
Yeah. Facts.
But this how hood and project I am.
Mm-hmm.
I make two. I got one toasted, then one just soft bread.
One night I made up.
Okay.
Don't be thugging like this.
All right.
I couldn't even keep the bologna from her. I go in the thing,
yeah,
it's all
gone. It was
gone.
Good.
I only had one piece of bologna.
But he had some bougie bologna. This was like boar's head. It was, what was it?
Y'all speaking on something real important right now, and I got to look right here at this camera. Bruh,
what?
There's a lot of couples out there that's going through it. My nigga, make your girl a sandwich.
Yeah! Oh, yes!
Man. It's the little things, bruh. Valentine's Day shit coming up.
You are absolutely right.
Make her a bologna sandwich.
From the heart, though. From the heart.
Yes.
And you a dog-ass nigga if you don't cut it in half. And trying it, bro.
Yep. She'll love you more if you give her some chips and something to drink.
Come on.
Go ahead. She giving y'all some game.
Come on.
I had to learn this the hard way.
Bruh, a sandwich. One thing about women, they always want to eat. It don't matter what the fuck just happened.
Even
you
if
feed
they full.
The nigga who feed her, that's who gonna be able to keep her.
You are not lying.
A lot of decisions are being made on empty stomachs.
That's
why a lot of relationships don't. Last, it's not
you
the cheating, it's the eating.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't getting no nutrients.
Yo, he said it's not the cheating, it's the eating.
It's
yo.
The eating. Motherfuckers ain't getting no nutrients, nothing. Nothing.
Yo.
Hey.
It's women out here that don't even keep juice at the crib.
Nah, bro.
Who trying to
keep
you?
Juice at the crib?
Who want to love one with no juice?
Hey.
That's the worst shit a motherfucker can do. Hey, y'all want something to drink? What you got? Some water? Well, why are you just offering me that? You made it sound like you had options.
Just ask me.
I got one beverage.
Damn.
Nah, man. Hey, but look, she fired. Like, we get off, whole day in the food truck working hard. She go home and cook a whole meal.
That means you holding out at work. You gotta go harder. You probably be too tired to do anything. No, I'm just kidding. You at work, relax.
What do you mean?
Save some juice for when I get home.
Wait, step it up. Hell no, I'm just hungry, Carlos. I
heard that.
Yep.
Gotta eat quality.
Women don't know. Men be excited like little ass boys when they be in there cooking, man.
What?
Next time you cook it, just look at what your nigga doing. He probably standing up there.
Yeah, all right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she fire too. She not only do she cook it. When she be like, made the food ready, I walk in there, I'm thinking, you know, I gotta fix a plate, man. The plate there ready. Hot.
Stop, bro, because now you just flexing on us.
Yeah.
We know y'all in this shit. Don't do that. It's a lot of
people watching this shit. She gangster, man.
Who not even getting sides with their meal. Bro, you gonna flex. Yeah, she be fixing the plate and all that shit.
The plate be ready, and all I gotta do is eat.
Yep. Every time.
Every time.
Lucky ass, dude.
Every time.
Get this whole life goddamn amazing, plate. Carlos. This shit was trending on Twitter the other day about making plates.
Oh.
You out here living good. Living in a panoramic.
Stop flexing on these folks, baby. For real. You gotta chill out.
Watch my story, bro.
Nah, I'm not. I don't follow niggas who living better than me.
That's my story,
nigga,
man.
You think I'm stuck on me?
Man, my story is fire.
Bro, you got me fucked up, bro.
Bruh, my face
like I
want
to just see you out here having all the things I want. Posting good plates and shit.
For real.
Yes. Yep.
Look, man, they ain't gonna hold y'all. Y'all keep doing your thing in the community. Let them know where they can find you so they can see some of these plates and things we talking about. I know they're popping on social media.
All right, all right.
Things of that nature.
At Cafe Bourbon Street on Instagram.
Yep, and that's ST.
Yep, ST.
Yeah.
At MasterChef JB right here. Mm-hmm. And at OG Markel, y'all can follow us. And as far as the food truck goes, we parked at 1318 Sylvan Road until the restaurant opens. So you got to follow us so you can stay updated, Jeremy.
Exactly. Sure. Markel be singing on his Instagram, too. I hope y'all know that.
Yeah, I'll be
I'm just pushing. It just looked like an old singing ass nigga, though. Tell the truth. Nigga got bad hair and everything. Fuck this nigga,
I'm about to agree. I'm
about to agree.
He was hanging with edges and baby hair and shit.
All right.
OG Markel.
Call up.
But look though,
she need my hair.
I know she need. Yeah. She slicked your shit. Come here with the toothbrush.
Hey,
what you doing, edges, bitch? Live.
I hook them up.
That's my dog, man. These people, I love y'all like family, man. Cause we all family
we
at this point.
Too.
And you know, I'll be back to my job. We got to work on them egg roll bites because we're going to change the game with those right there. Cafe Bourbon Street, 85 South.
Black Excellence Spotlight. I'll be back like a spy.
I'm on your head like your grandma wig.
Okay.
Hey, J-O-N.